Okay, we begin the sugya of Gaidris. Just to be misader before we begin, just to review the Pashati Yisaitis of Chazaka. We all know, I'm not telling you a Chiddush, that Cheskes Metaltalim is La'altar. If you're holding something in your hand, it's a chazaka immediately, there's no zman. Cheskes Karaka is Gimel Shalom. Karaka, which you don't hold in your hand, the chazaka is, because as however you learn, because of the chesaron b'achvishtarcha and the havalei limchais, it takes 3 years for a chazaka on karaka. We also know that in all shyness, like dinei mamonis, we are talking with his amarikama, someone who proves he was the original owner, and a mozik. And the side of mozik is that any time you have an argument between a marikama and a mozik, someone could prove he owned this yesterday, and someone was holding it today. So the din mozik is a halacha that a mozik wins against the marikama. If there are other rayas, the mozik loses, right? If you have edim against the mozik, or you have other proofs, the mozik loses. The mind of a mozik, the definition, when we say, the whole sugya we talk about mozik, yes mozik, nish mozik, the whole discussion is, a marikama comes and says it's mine, he could prove it was his yesterday, or it was even his this morning, but if you're a mozik right now, marikama wins. Marikama, who's against the mozik wins against the marikama. That is the definition of mozik. We do know that there are very limited amount of things, that there are certain things that you can never be a mozik in. We had numerous times that the varim hasuyin lahashul lahaskir, things that are routinely loaned out or rented out, a person is not a mozik. If you have a car that comes from a rent-a-car place, you time that you bought it from them, they're going to win in it entirely. If they prove they're the marikama, and you have it in your hands now, they say they rented it to you, and you say you bought it from them, that's the varim hasuyin lahashul lahaskir, you're going to lose. The bigger mozik is not going to help you by devarim hasuyin lahashul lahaskir, because when there's no mozik, then the marikama wins. But whenever we talk about mozik, it means a mozik wins against the marikama. That's the basic yisoid of dinei mamonis, from which everything about gaidrus, the whole sugya, comes. Now, we have discussed on numerous occasions, and it's central to the next sugya as well, the klar of the kuntres hasfekis and many others. What is the pshat in the chazaka, kol masha tachas yad adam shalayhu? What is the reason that if you have a jacket on your on yourself, or you're holding, or you have a car, or you have a wallet in your pocket, that we have a chazaka that it's yours? Someone else comes along and he's a marikama, he says it's his. We say no. You're a mozik, you get it. There are two very different ways of understanding the kayach of a mozik. And the truth is, these two ways of learning, since they're so yesidistic, everything depends on them. The two ways of learning mozik, either, it's one of the two, either that arzuke inchi beganvi loy machsekina, we have a proof that it's yours. It's mevar, it's a hechach, it's yours. Because we have a rule that arzuki inchi begandi loy masakino. We do not assume people are ganavim unless we have a riot to it. But stamaza, you see a person, you assume he's not a ganav. You see someone walking down the street, he's got a briefcase in his hand. You have a right to assume that it's his briefcase. You see someone driving a car, you have a right to assume it's his car. Unless the car is osi lahash lahaskir. But anything that normally belongs to a person, you see a person is wearing a shirt, you have, it's mevarer that it's his, because of this idea that mozik, according to the first derech, we'll call it the whole day today, the first mahalach in mozik is that mozik by metaltalim is a birer that it's yours, It's not proof positive. There are ganavim in the world. But we have a right to assume on stam a person who's a muzik that he's not a ganav. And therefore, if he's holding something, it's a hechacha that it's his. The second way to learn is that it's not so. The fact that a person is holding it does not prove that it's his. It's not a proof of anything. It's taka true. If someone's holding it and no one's tying, we assume it's his. But if someone's tying against him that it's his and he says it's his, it's not a proof. Because just like you say about him, Afzuki and Shibagandi Lai Masakinan, say about the other person also, Afzuki and Shibagandi Lai Masakinan. Right? He's saying it's his. The other person's saying it's his. So what kind of proof is it that it's his? Because people are not going to love him. The other person is coming and saying it's mine, and you grabbed it for me. He's also Afzuki and Shibagandi Lai Masakinan. So the second way of learning says, it's no proof. There's nobody fighting about it, maybe. But calls a man that you have fight, people fighting over it. There's not a proof at all. Why do we tell a muzik you win against the marikama? What is the kayach a muzik? It's a kayach that we leave things where they are. Of sheva al tasa, what I called in the first day of Shia, we spoke about this, we called it status quo. You leave things where they are. If you leave it where it is, so when Mela, a Mosek wins against a Marikam. The Marikam says it's his. The Mosek says it's his. He has no rayas. He has no rayas. Why is a Mosek better than a Marikam? Marikam has proof it was his yesterday. So the answer is, they're not. They're equal. But even if they're equal, since he is presently holding it, you leave it status quo. You leave it wherever it is. That's the second mahalach to learn in why a muzik wins. And of course, it's a tremendous difference. One way we're saying it's a proof it's yours, and one way we're saying that there's no proof it's yours, just you leave it where it is. The language of Asuki and Shibagami Lai Masakiza? The language Be'etzem is not the reason for muzik. Nachinami. It's not. And where do you find the Lashon by Lechotzev, the cases of Lechotzev? If we shine him, say, Asuki and Shivagandhi, it's more Lashon as first attack. Or the case where no one's tying against him, Stam Saleh's holding him. Now, in the beginning of the year, I mentioned to you a Nafkamina, Mishem the Night of Yehuda. And we could clarify about the Nafkamina. What I mentioned then is the Night of Yehuda talked about the din of a dead body that's found. The halacha is, if a dead body is, if it's been dead more than 72 hours, then you can't rely on identifying the body, because the features of the body, the tvias ayin, on recognizing a body, after 72 hours, it starts to become ruined. And therefore, when you have a body that's found, and you can't tell the person, so hey, what you do, the second best thing, is look in his pockets, and if he has a wallet with his name on it, well, hey, that should be a way of knowing who the dead person is, to be Matar's wife. Yet, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, on Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis, that we don't rely on simonim of things of kalim that are in the hands or in the pocket of the dead person. We don't rely on it because mehecha teisi it's his. Maybe it's someone else's wallet in his pocket. Mehecha teisi that it's his. As I state the Gemara. In Bava Metzia, you can't be Matir and Aguna based on Kalim alone. Even he's wearing a pair of socks and it's got his name label on it. But you can't rely on that to say that it's his, because who knows, maybe his socks got mixed up with somebody else. So Frekta Naivi, I don't understand. Chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam shalayhu. we have a chazaka that if somebody has something, that it's his. So if it's a davar ha'asi lahashul lahaskir, if you find in his pocket a keli, a type of keli which is normally lent, avada, we understand that it's not a riot. But if it's something that's not normally lent, a person has in his pocket, he has his wallet. Wallet, people don't lend wallets to other people. Or he has clothing with his name on it, or that's recognizable as his clothing. So why isn't that a good simon? Chazaka kol ma'aseh si'al adam shalayim. That was another Yehuda's kasha. We mentioned then that according to the second mahalach, it would be good. That if you learn Chazaka kol ma'aseh shalayim, was a hichacha, it's a proof that the Yehuda is asking a good kasha. Why taka? But if you're going to learn the second way, the chazaka kol ma'aseh shalayim was not a proof. It's not a proof at all. It's just status quo. Two people are fighting over something, leave it where it is. If it's status quo, so then I understand the dini mom, and you don't know what to do. Status quo, you leave it where it is. To be matter and eshes ish. You can't be matter and eshes ish with status quo. On that basis alone, you can't be matter and eshes ish. So this was one of the nafkaminis that we mentioned. It sort of serves to illustrate very strongly the great difference between the two mahalchim in this. You really could start up with this nafkamina. What about? Okay, good. With that, we'll sort of. That's discussed here in the sugya, based actually on what we talked about. Let me get more on the base. Nachinami. We're going to get to that sort of that after me. Now just this night of Yehuda, the Nafkamina, which we discussed then, I don't remember who said it. I didn't happen to know the Nabi Yehuda. I got it from one of the Rosh Hashivas, Shiurim, I don't remember which one. But this Nafkamina, although for understanding what we're talking about, it makes things sort of clear. Just, you could argue with me, and you could say, even like the second Sad, when do we say that Chazaka comes to Taksi Ar Shalai, who was not a bearer, when two people are arguing over it? Marikama says, it's mine, I didn't sell it to you, and he's saying, I did. So then we have the second Mahaloch, it's not a bearer. By the dead person, there are no two people fighting over it. It may be that the Nabi Yehuda's Kasha, even if you hold that it's not a bearer, he still asked a good Kasha. Why don't you say, Chazaka kol ma'aseh si'al adam shalayim? Because even if you hold it's not a bearer, maybe that's only when two people are fighting over it, and not when one person is just laying there, he's dead, he has it in his pocket. So it becomes a thing in if this is really a nafkamina between the two ways, but definitely to have a Havana, it seems to be a good nafkamina. There's a second nafkamina, which we mentioned also, I believe, in the first day of Zman. If a cotton is holding something, whether you say, and the Marikama says it's his, whether you say, give the cotton, a cheskes metaltalim, that you leave it by him. The fact that a cotton is holding it, is that a riot? Now it could be that an 11-year-old, 12-year-old, we also have he doesn't go to take things. Well, let's say a 6-year-old is holding something. So a 6-year-old is holding something, Marikama says it's his. Do we say, Chazaka kol ma'aseh tachas yad adam shalayim. L'chaira, again, the first mahalach, that it's a hechacha, it's a proof it is. Asuki in shibagambi lai masakinan. A cotton, we don't have that, because we know ketanim are not inhibited from taking things. So there's no chazaka kol ma'aseh shalayim, there's no proof that it is. If, however, it's just the din of the status quo. Now, we don't know what to do, so we leave things where they are. So then it could be that by a katan also, leave it at status quo. If he's holding it, you leave it by him. So these are two possible nafkaminas. What? I don't mean he's kainin, I just mean it's in his possession. What? There's no... And the Sivis writes that by a katan, even if he's holding something, it's a chazaka sheni leitaina. Because a katan can't, what's he going to say? He can't say someone gave it to me, someone sold it to me. What's he going to say? If someone sells it to me, I have a kinyan. Because das achas machnetucha. You know, he says he found it. There's the Sivis that says by a katan that it's always a chazaka sheni leitaina. That's what he writes. But again, I'm only mentioning it to illustrate the nafkamina between the two, mahalach. So I hope you have the two mahalchim clear. I'm going to add one nakuda to it, which I saw in the new Garnatz, which I got yesterday. And I looked right in the beginning. He has this clear also, right in the beginning of Basra. And he brings a raya, which rather Rabbi Chanan on Asugya, the Sugya of Gaidris, he says it in one line. I don't know if you'd cap it without... Naftali spells it out more by Rechus. Rav Naftali and Rav Elchanan hold with the second Mahalach. They hold the Iker is the second Mahalach, that's the Emes, that Chazaka Kamash Tas Yalam Shalayhu is not a Birur, it's only a status quo, that you leave things where they are. Rav Naftali and Rav Elchanan both in a few places go with this Mahalach. Rav Naftali in Siman Beis and Siman Gimel, there are two pieces in the Garnat where he is matzdik this Mahalach, that it's only Masafik, and he proves it from a Tosfos on the Gimel on the Beis. Rav Elchanan brings the same Raya. On the Gimel on the Beis, we said that Hodra Arav a Hodra Peri. If I'm in a field for 2 years and I lose the field because the Marikama comes, I don't have a shtar. Hadra'ara of a hadra pay. Because once I hit a tamagan, if I say I bought the field, and I say I bought the field, and I'm not believed, so I have to give back the land. And Mamela, the pay Rasaid, I also have to give back. Zakh the Gemara. But if I taina leperis yiradati am neman, if I taina that I was here the last 2 years, it's takanem karka. But I paid you for the right to eat the peris leperis yiradati. So the Gemara says that you neman to say leperis yiradati. Why? Because just like we said in our Gemara, lechatz finish the gaza dikla the lav delay, v'chenami lechatz finish lamechel peri the lav delay. That's the Gemara's reason. By say leperis yiradati, I'm believed. Why? It's a chutzpah. Would I say that the leperis yiradati wasn't true? So lechatz finish lamechel peri the lav delay. Zeh shtei Gemara. Fretosus. Why do you need the reason of lechatz? What do I need lechatzif? I should be believed to say leperis yiradati. Why? Because I'm a mozik. I'm holding it. Since I'm holding it, I should be believed to say leperis yiradati. And if it ties us to machinami, if I'm holding it, of course I'm believed. It's talking hiniach b'shushayin yishalai, that the peris right now are in a third person's property. The peris are in a third person's property. So I'm no longer a mozik, so I don't have a kayach of mozik. Memela, I need the reason of lechot to finish lamechel peir belavdu. Comes out from Taisvus. If you and I have a dintaira over a car, I have the car, I say I bought it from you, you say I stole it from you. Yom Arikam, I'm a mozik. Let's say cars are not osi lahashal lahastia. Such a fancy car that no one lends it out. So I'm a mozik in the car, and you're a marikama. Who wins? I win. what happens if when we have the Din Torah, I drove the car to the Din Torah and I parked it in the parking lot of the Beis Din. And now I'm in the Beis Din. I have the Din Torah with you and you're proving you're the Marikama. And I say I bought it from you. I tie now I'm a Mosik. Am I a Mosik? Huh? Am I a Mosik? Comes out from this Tosis, I'm a Gimel Amid Beis, that I'm no longer a Mosik. So if I have the keys, doesn't reward me the keys. But that's the car. The keys are not the car. So if I'm smart, when I come to Bezna, I'll leave the car in my garage. If I leave it in my garage, then I'm a Mosik and I win. Or maybe I leave it in a parking place on the street, it's a simta, so it's also my rishus, my dalar, you're claiming a dalar am. But I shouldn't park it in the Bezna's parking lot, because then I'm not a Mosik. You ever heard such a thing? So they say that's Taisus. That's this Taisus, they say. Taisus is the kasha. You're Mosik on the Paris, you should win. Taisus says, no. That he niach b'shusha ein ishaloi, the loy toughest man. If you put the peiris or the car, whatever you're fighting over, in a third person's rishus, ois mozik. That's what comes out from this taisus. Tell him. Right? If you have a coat, and you hung it up downstairs in the coat room. So now, if the Marikama could prove it was his coat, taisus says you lose. Because you're not a mozik. If when you have the dintari, your coat is hanging on the hanger in the coat room, mind-boggling, you know? It's a big chiddush. Not a big chiddush. You're not a Mosik, even though I admit you wore it here today and you hung it up. But if Taisus says that you're not holding it, there's no Mosik. Zakar Naftali, Arab Al-Khanan. Al-Khanan is Ois Kuf Samach, Yeram Baba Basra. I think Chemet Beis, he says it also. They say, how do you understand this? How do you understand that someone had Paris, had a coat, he hung it up, he put it in a closet, he put it away, and he's no more Mosik? Why not? So they say, let's see the two ways to learn Mosik. If you learn Mosik the first way, the fact that I'm holding it is a birur, it's mine, because Asuki and Shiba Gambi loy mezakinon, then Taisus doesn't make sense. Once, if you agree, I've been wearing this coat, Asuki and Jibigami Lai Masakim, it's a bearer. So who cares if now I hung it up? That doesn't prove it's not mine. I did something normal with it. If I do something normal with it, no problem. How could Taisa say if you put it in the Rishus HaShlishi, it's ice Mosik? So Zokar of Naftali and Rabbi Chanan, it's a raya that holding something is not a proof. Holding metaltalim proves nothing. Holding metaltalim is a status quo. We leave it where it is. If you left it in the parking lot of the Beis Din, so status quo is that it's in the parking lot of Beis Din. If you left it in the coat room, it's status quo is in the coat room. So memela, you're a mosik. At the time Beis Din paskins, at that moment, you have to be a mosik. This is the raya of Rabbi Naftali, Rabbi Chanan, that at least Taisvis, maybe others argue, I don't know, but at least from Taisus, Alam Gimel Amid Beis, it's a raya, like the second Mahalach, that Muzik by Metaltalim is a status quo type of thing. There are others who Neman on the other Mahalach, we'll see later, the Ksais and Baruch Ber, both Neman very stark, the first Mahalach, that Muzik is a raya. But for now, we're learning Rav Naftali and Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan discusses it here in our Gemara, so we're going to learn the Gemara with the Rabbi Elchanan. Now let's start here the Sugya of Gaidrus. As you've seen, despite the fact that Gaidrus is a big famous Sugya, it's a very small piece of Gemara. No Taisvis, no Rosh, no Mupiya. It's a very... The pshat in the Sugya is not hard, but the ramifications of the Sugya are very big. What did Mishnah say? Avodim have Cheskas Gimel Shana. Okay, before we start the Gemara, why Avodim more than sheep? Why did the Mishnah say Avodim more than sheep? What's the answer? sheep, I've heard them also roam around. Even is hukish lekarka. Perhaps it's a little hard to understand why hukish lekarka should matter so much. A pashuk shad, I think, is an even is sold with a shtar, and animals, you don't sell with a shtar. Animals, you go in the store, you buy an animal. Since avodim are sold with a shtar, the idea of shalashanim is darish b'shtare applies to an eved. Well, let's see. We're going to discuss that more in Mitzvah Shem. Zakta Gemara, avodim yesh lahem chazaka, ha'amar yesh lakish, ha'gayd v'sem lahem chazaka. Rish Lakish has this klal that you have no chazaka on gaidris. Since gaidris are things that will roam around, there's no chazaka. So how could you say avodim have a chazaka? Amarava, you're right. Ein lam chazaka la'alter, ava yesh lam chazaka la'acha gimel shem. Simple Gemara is not even a machlaikis. Sugya Gaidris is not even a machlaikis. What does the Gemara say? That Gaidris have no chazaka la'alter, but they do have a chazaka of la'acha gimel shem. Pshat. Why do Gaidris not have a chazaka? What's the reason? What's the tam Gaidris ein lam chazaka? They walk around, therefore what? If there's no proof that you're holding it, because they're coming by itself. Right? There are really two pshat in why Gaidris Ein Lam Chazaka. The Rashbam gives both reasons. One pshat in Gaidris Ein Lam Chazaka is that Gaidris may have walked into your field by itself. It's no raya, because there's a cat in my backyard, that's my cat. The cats are going in all the backyards in the neighborhood. So what the cats are today, in those days with the goats and the sheep, they go for a walk and they can go into your field. That's one. That's the first pshat in the Rashbam. Rashbam adds a second pshat. He says it not even like a machlokes, he just says two things. He says, or could be that the gaidris are walking down the street, and you grabbed it from the street. Now, even if you'll say, I have a certain type of animal, that doesn't go into other people's rishus. Okay? We know cats go into people's rishus. I don't know. Cows, maybe there's certain animals, it's not their nature to walk into other people's rishus. They walk down the street. On such an animal, it's not normal for it to go in someone else's rishus. If such an animal exists, still ein lahem chazaka, because since the animal goes out into the street, it goes out into the woods, it's easy to grab it from me. The talmud, I keep under lock and key. I watch it. But animals, they roam, and since they roam, anybody could take it. Chazaka. So this would be a tremendous nafkamina. We're going to see in a minute. That's our connection. Good. Okay, 1 second. I want to be madgish that the Rashbam says two reasons. You see it in the Rashbam. Hagayvus elam chazaka. He says ein yachalita in lakuach ubiyadi b'layeda b'lay raya kishar b'tatlim shein yachayim lahelech v'asar aschir. Where does he say it? Oh, the first line, the Rashbam, he says, could be a walk there on its own. The second shot, oi, atoch nastoi lebeisecha v'chzaktavoi. Or you grabbed it and you pulled it into your house. Ein chazaka. Right, it's mahalach bedrachim with the shvakim. It goes in the roads. So the Rashbam mentions here two possible reasons, which are slightly different than each other. The difference is that in one pshat, in the first pshat, we're saying people don't grab things, but the animal could have walked in. In the second pshat, we're saying that that people do grab things. If it's walking in the street, people grab things. Maybe for someone else's house, they don't grab it. But the street. We know that people are quicker to take things when it's left in the street than to go into someone's property and steal it. Yeah. The Rif and Rosh in the Sechtes Bav Metzia, in the Sechtes Shavuos rather, the Rif and Rosh in the Sechtes Shavuos are Mechadish Adin, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik, and which I also mentioned to you in the previous sugya, that when do we say someone's a muchzik? If he stands in front of us holding it. But if we saw a person grab something, if we see a person walk into your house and walk out with something, they are witnesses. The Rif and Rosh say, you don't get a chazaka. They say, if the owner of the house is in the house, then you do get a chazaka. If he's in the house, so you have to get a chazaka, because if you walk into his house, you walk out holding something, we assume he likes you. But if he's not home, and you go in and you take something, you don't get a chazaka. Hu adin, if you grab something from someone and he's screaming, don't take it. You don't get a chazaka. There's no chazaka. Stamazai, if you're holding something, we assume you got it correctly. But if we have witnesses who know how you got it, and you're getting it, it's not a raya, then we say that the Rif and the Rosh hold, and we paskin, that you don't get a din of a muzik. The Rosh says, what's the makar for this din? How do you know? In Shas, we always say, someone's holding something, he's a muzik. What's the makar? So the Rosh, the makar is Gaidris. From Gaidris, we see this rule. We see that you don't become a muzik unless we can assume that you got it kedin. But if you're holding it, if we know how, why you're holding it, by gaidris, it's an animal that just walks into you, or that you can grab off a street. So your tfisa is not a raya. So you don't become a mosik. The same thing, if I see someone walking into a house, I know how he took it. I know he's taking it. It doesn't prove that the other person, the Marikama, gave it to him. So then his holding it is no raya. This is the Rosh's makar from Gaidris to the din, the chiddush of the Rif and the Rosh. Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Pashtus does not hold like the Rif and the Rosh. Because Tosfos there said, I read to you before, that if a person, there are two Eidim that he ate there for 2 years, so the Gemara says, L'chatzah finish, L'mechel arad alav delay, he could say L'peris yiradati. So Tosfos asked, he's a muzik. He's a muzik. So I told you before, Tosfos here says it's in a third person's rishus. We spoke out then that the Agos Maimini brings the teretz of the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah said that there's no chazaka. If you go to someone's field and you take peiris, and there are witnesses that you went to the field, the owner wasn't there, you went to the field, took peiris, you don't become a muzik. Because the Rif and the Rosh. Because if we know that you went and took it, you don't become a muzik because of that. So that's how the Ritzbah, the Agos Naimi, that's how they answer the Kasha of Tosfos. But why don't you say you're a muzik? The Teretz is, because there are two witnesses, so you go and take it. So you're not a muzik. What does Tosfos hold? So we spoke at them, the Sivis answers Tosfos, that's talking that the owner, the suffix if the owner was there. But for today, we'll assume, as those who assume, that Tosfos argues with the Rif and the Rush. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds that even if Adam saw you take it, it's still going to be, you're still a Mufsik. The Eben HaOzel, in Hilchos Tayyim V'Nid, Simen Tes Oislav, says that this Rif and Rush, and Tosfos, if he argues, whoever argues, is totally in the two pshatim of the Rashba. My gracious. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said that just like by Goydrus, you don't get a chazaka because your tefisa is no raya. Who had in, if Adam saw you take something from someone, your tefisa is no raya. 1 minute. Let's chazar over. By Goydrus, what's the case? We have two pshatim in the Rashba. One pshat in the Rashbam is that the animal walked in on its own. The other pshat in the Rashbam is the animal is walking down the street and anybody could grab it. So Bishlama, if the Rosh holds like the second pshat in the Rashbam, it's a good ride. Because in the second pshat in the Rashbam we see that we assume people grab things shalai kedin. There's no chazaka, people don't grab things shalai kedin. Because the second pshat in Goydrus is that l'chayshish, someone grabbed it from the street. And it's, so when we see someone grabbing, we do say he grabbed shalai kedin. So then the Rosh is right. Just like by Goydrus, l'chayshish that people grab things shalai kedin, who had in by the Masechta Shavuos, we assume that people grab things shalai kedin. Tosfos, who argues with the Rif and the Rosh, it's Yitochin that he holds, like the other pshat in the Rashbam, the first pshat, that Goydrus is no chazaka because it walks in on its own. That's why it's no chazaka. But if you saw someone grabbing something, I wouldn't say he's grabbing it shalai kedin. It's only because the animal walked in on its own that Goydrus don't have a chazaka. If so, the Rosh's din is bottled. The Rosh's raya is bottled. The Rosh said, if you see someone take something, then there's not a chazaka, it's not a muzik. It's not true. If you see someone take something, you are a muzik. Goydrus is the easiest kaneva. You don't have to bring him in. The animal walks into your field on its own. So even though people don't grab things, but if it walks in on its own, it's different. So Kumtais, we have now in the sugya of Goydrus two ways to learn Goydrus Einam Chazaka. Either because we assume the animal walked in on its own, which by the way, the Rambam brings only that reason, not like the Rashbam. The Rambam brings only the reason the animal walks in on its own. Or because for Chayshish, the person grabbed it from the street, which the Rashbam brings. Shulchan Aruch also brings both reasons. And now we have a nafkamina between them. The nafkamina is the Rif and the Rush. Could you learn from here to the Rif and the Rush that just like over here, grabbing makes you, since a person could easily grab Goydrus, he's Isomosic. Well, then if we saw him grab, then he's Isomosic. So there are two Mahalchim in Goydrus and one nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. Now we're going to try to connect the sugya of Goydrus to the Hagadamah that we had today. Okay, right now we have here in Goydrus two ways to learn, the Tupshat and the Rashba. Fretra Bocha. Why Goydrus Ein Lahem Chazaka? Whichever Pshat you're going to go with, why shouldn't Goydrus have a Chazaka? What's muzik? What does muzik mean? What does it mean muzik b'metalkin? Ganz good if you learn the first way that muzik is a birur that it's mine. So then the Gemara is easy. Goydrus Ein Lahem Chazaka. The fact you're holding it, that's not a birur that it's yours. Because guys just walk in on their own, or it's easy to grab them, whatever you're going to say. If you learn muzik is a birur, it's a proof. It's a very geschmiert. It's an easy, easy din that guy just ain't lam chazak. However, if you learn like Rav Naftali and Rav Elchanan, that muzik is not pshat, it's a proof it's mine. Rather, muzik is pshat status quo. I don't know what to do, just leave it where it is. If that's taich muzik, what's pshat in this Gemara? What's pshat in the Gemara? Goydris einlam chazaka, because it can walk in on its own. Good, it could walk in on its own. My nafkamina. Muzik only means, I don't know what to do. I have a marikam, I have a muzik. I don't know who to give it to. Leave it where it is. If muzik is pshat, that you leave things where they are, then why should guy just not have a chazaka? Leave things where they are. Leave it where it is. And that should be good enough. That should be a good enough reason. It's there, so leave it. Here's the same kasha on Dvar Masuri Lahashul Lahaskir, really. By Dvar Masuri Lahashul Lahaskir, why, if it's a raya, you're right, it's not a raya. But if a pshat is, you don't know what to do, leave it where it is. So just leave it where it is. So Rabbi Chanan answers that a person has to have at least what he calls a drawer of b'mayna. To go to a din Torah, you have to at least have some havamin, it's yours. Drawer of b'mayna means yesh safik lebez. There's at least a tzad that it's yours. If you're a marikama, it gives you drawer of b'mayna. It means you're a baldover in this shayla. You're just someone who walks in out of nowhere and you say something's yours, it's a joke. That doesn't even look at you. So Rabbi Chanan, that the vart by Gaidris is that normally against the Marekama, the person has at least a drawer of Mamina because he's holding it. If you're holding something, is it sad that it's yours? In our case, in the case of Gaidris, the Gemara is saying that there's no drar de mina bechlal. There's no svara that it's yours because it's dvar masir lahashul lahaski. You're holding it. There's no raya. What? It's only a raya that you're a baldover to this din Torah. If you're holding something, you're a baldover to a din Torah. If you have a rental car, you're not a baldover to a taina that I own it. Because holding a car that's a sin to rent is not a raya at all. It doesn't make you a baldover. So Rabbi Chanan is saying that in our sugya, the part of Gaidris is that there's no Jordan, right? There's no tzad that something is yours because of the fact that you're holding something that's Gaidris. Now this explanation of Rabbi Chanan, that by Gaidris was saying, it's like Dvar Masur Lahashul Lahaskir, there's zero Jordan reminder by the fact that you're holding it. This explanation of Rabbi Chanan makes a lot of sense according to the Rashbam's first pshat in Gaidris. That the animal walks in on its own. If the animal walks in on its own, so the fact that it's in my barn or my field is zero raya to anything. It doesn't even give me a drawer of the mamayim. But Bechanat Pshat stims well with this mahalach, the first mahalach of the of the Rashbam. And the way most people talk about Gaidrus, yes, people about Gaidrus, that's what they tell you. The animal looked in on its own. So then the Bukhan is very dishmir. It's very simple. If something walks in on its own, I have no charge of a minor. The fact that it's in my corral doesn't prove a thing. But if you go with where the Rashbam's second shot, then it's not so. Because the Rashbam's second shot is that even an animal that doesn't walk into my field, it's not the derech of this animal to walk into my field, it just walks down the streets. An animal that walks down the streets is gaidrus because maybe the person grabbed it. It's easy to grab it off the street. Lamaisa, if he has to grab it in order to get it, so then his being a muzik does give him a jar of the reminder. Lamaisa, he has to do a maisa gzela to get it. Now it's true, gaidrus are easier to grab than everything else. But lamaisa, he has to do some type of maisa gzela to get it. Rabbi Chanan's pshat that in the Rashbam, in Rechana's Pshat and Gaidrus, that doesn't, Gaidrus, you don't even have a drawer of the mind, you have zero proof, stems well with the first Pshat of the Rashbam. The second Pshat of the Rashbam, they even if you grab Gaidrus, it's no Raya. That fits well with the other Mahalachim Mufzik. That Mufzik has to be a Haychacha and a Birr. So then, it's not a Haychacha, it's not a Birr. These animals walk down the street, it's very easy to grab them. So it's Eisei Chacha. So I'm saying is this. I tried to keep track of the Cheshbin, and if you keep track, you'll work it out afterwards. It's not Eisei Chacha Barura that it's yours, but it should give you at least a drawer of minor. What we're saying is this. We started off today with our old rule, two pshatim in muzik. Either it has to be haychacha, or it's just a status quo dikadim. What I'm saying now is that these two pshatim of the Rashbam, and those two are totally zebizeh. If to be a muzik you have to have haychacha berura, you have to have a proof. If that's what muzik means, I can prove it's mine, I'm holding it. Then you can learn the Rashbam's second pshat. That it was walking down the street. These things walk down the street. It's easy to grab. So it's not a proof. So if you go with that mahalach, then it makes a lot of sense. It's walking down the street. My holding it is not a hechacha brura by gaidrus, since it's easy to grab. However, if you learn the second way, that taich muzik is status quo. Status quo, as long as I have a shaychus to it, you leave it by me. So Rabbi Chanan is saying, if you learn that way, which Rabbi Chanan holds as the Yikr, then you must learn, like the other pshat of the Rashbam, you have to learn that if you hold status quo, then you must learn that the animal walks in on its own. If the animal walks on its own, so I don't have a time of status quo, because the animal being in my field, it doesn't make it mine more than yours. Because if it's yours, it goes to my field, and it's mine, it goes to my field. So it's very geschmack that the two mahalchin in muzik are Rabbi Chanan. This is all Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is saying the two mahalchin in muzik, if you hold it's a status quo, you have to go with one pshat of the Rashbam, which seems to be the Ikar pshat anyway. And if you go with the other pshat of the Rashbam, you have to hold the other pshat. Now, if you take the Rabbi Chanan, and you take the Evan Ozel, it works out very geschmack, I'll tell you why. Taisis Lami Gimel on the days, I mentioned two times today. Once, Rabbi Naftali Rabbi Chanan, and once, the Evan Ozel. Let's see how did Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Naftali bring Taisis Lami Gimel on the days? It was a raya that muzik is only a din of status quo. It's a raya, muzik is tam, a din of status quo, because Taisis says that if you leave the thing you muzik in the third rishus, you always muzik. So Taisis Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis has to hold it to status quo. That was Rabbi Chanan's pshat. What did Devin Ozel say about Tosis Lama Gimel Ali Beis? Devin Ozel was going on the Riff and the Rush. The Riff and Rush hold that from Goydris it's a proof that if you see someone take something, there's no chazaka, there's no musik. So he said, our Tosis, the same Tosis Lama Gimel Ali Beis, argues with that. We said, Devin Ozel said, that that's also totally in the Tuf Shatim and the Rajban. Sai, Rabbi Chanan, when he's talking about one aspect of Taisus, says it's totally in the Tuf Shatim and the Rajban. And Sai, Devin Ozel, when he's talking about a totally different aspect of the other Taisus, he's talking about the Rush, also said it's totally in the Tuf Shatim and the Rajban. And if you do the mathematics, you work it through, you'll see that they shtim. They're both saying, on two totally different aspects of Yenet Taisus Lama Gimel Amid Beis. Whether it's the aspect that in Rishus of a Shlish, it's not a Chazaka, which is what Rabbi Chanan is talking about. Rabbi Chanan says that only Shtim's a one shot in the Rashbam. And Devin Ozel, who says that Taisus argues with the Riff and the Rush, he also says it's totally two pshatim in the Rashbam. The two pshatim are Zebized, comes out very geshmak, that they learned to trace this correctly, because each one says independently the same thing, that is totally in the Tuk Shatim and Gaidris, and it comes out, and you work it out again, and I'd like before tomorrow, we're not going to go Vaita tomorrow, I'd like before tomorrow that you teshbin it out, you figure it out, and tomorrow the first thing, we'll take the first 5 minutes, and we'll just make the teshbin again, and we're going to see that a simple Gemara, our Gemara says Gaidrus Emam Chazaka Tup Shatim. The ramifications of Gaidrus Emam Chazaka, there are two ramifications. One is the Rush in Shavuos, which depends how you learn this Gemara. But the other is the question of whether Chazaka is a status quo or a Raya, which depends on the two ways you learn the Gemara. And it works out, the Cheshbin, that the two mahalchim are consistent, and those are the two mahalchim here in the Gemara. So I'd like you to do that for tomorrow. Also, there's a ktsais, kuf, lamed hay, sifkot and beis. The ktsais is an easy ktsais. Everyone here can make a leaning on it. It's a very easy ktsais, and as a matter of fact, we spoke out part of it by Tina DePeiri. The ktsais is kasha, and its terets are very easy. You should know, this ktsais, Rabbi Chanan brings and says a different teretz, Rabbi Reuven brings and says a different teretz. Everyone tumbles over the ktsais' kasha. But to have klar, the ktsais' kasha and teretz, you'll see the same Rabbi Chanan, Oiskuf Samach. In Oiskuf Samach, there's a piece in brackets. He brings what we spoke out today, as well as the ktsais. And that ktsais, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll deal with tomorrow as well.